It is good to be here. I love the Bible. And we are studying the book of Revelation. And I want you to go to Revelation 17 tonight. And I want to say this going in. This chapter and chapter 18 is the most difficult chapters to interpret in the book of Revelation, and some of the most difficult in the whole Bible. So when I approach this tonight, I want to say this to you. I'm not going to tell you I'm infallible with this. And if you say you're infallible, maybe you ought to come and teach. Amen. But I'm just going to teach the Word of God. But I do have a central theme that is found in Revelation 17. Now, I'm going to be saying some things tonight. Now, it's pretty tight. Well, all y'all know that when I go into this, it's pretty tight. Because if you have your outline tonight, it's called the New Age Movement. It's not new. In other words, what's going on today, and you might say, but man, look at all the new stuff that's happened in religion. And I want to say this to you. Most of what's going on in the kingdom work in our world, especially in America, America's Christianity, is as far away from God as it can be. I'm just going to tell you that. These new movements, the movement to take the name off the church.
Tell about it, preacher. Amen. Park here a while.
I mean, I don't want to be called a Baptist anymore. It's okay if you call me Baptistic, but I don't want to be called a Baptist anymore. Here's the problem. They're trying to be New Age, user-friendly. See, there ain't nothing user-friendly about repent or perish.
Amen.
Heaven or hell.
Yes,
it's good truth, amen?
Amen.
So as we get in this study, I hope you're getting excited, because we're getting close to getting through this and getting close to the second coming of Christ, and I'm excited about it. But let me read these verses. When I read them, you're going to say, whoa, that's a lot of stuff. But look at chapter 17. And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vows, and talked with me, saying unto me, come up hither, I will show unto thee the judgment. Boy, this is strong language here. Of the great whore. You say, you shouldn't say what? Well, the Bible says it. That setteth upon many waters. Now, some of you are going to ask me who that is, and I'm going to really be plain with you who that is in a little while, and who it will be. With whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman set upon a scarlet-colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. Now, y'all know who the beast is there. It also was described in chapter 13, verse 1. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet collar, decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. Wow. How many believe that's strong stuff? And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon. Now that gives us an idea of who this is. Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, and the abomination of the earth. Abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman. Boy, this is important you see this verse. Because this system, this system, that's how I want to call this religious Babylon. It's a system. Now in chapter 18, it's going to be a city. See, the Antichrist's kingdom is going to be spiritual and political. Y'all with me? And the angel, oh Lord, look at verse 6. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints. In context, this is the tribulation saints that are martyred during the tribulation. But the Babylon of the past was also guilty of the same wickedness and martyrdom of saints. I'll get you into that in a moment. And with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, and by the way, even today there's a great martyrdom going on in this country, in this world. Many mention Burma and what's going on over there. And I wondered with great admiration. Now, he didn't admire in this way. What it was astonishing. And the angel said to me, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which has 7 heads and 10 horns. The beast that thou sawest was and is not and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit. That's the Antichrist. And go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. And here is the mind which hath wisdom. This it interprets it for us. The 7 heads are the 7 mountains on which the woman sitteth. And there are 7 kings. Now listen to this carefully. 5 are fallen. 1 is. And the other is not yet. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not, even is the 8th, and is of the 7th, and goeth in perdition. How many believe that's deep stuff? And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. They have 1 mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. I like this next verse. Somebody else shouted the next verse. Grant read some of it. I'm about ready to get after him for reading my verse. They shall make war with the Lamb. But here's the part I like about it. And the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest, where the whore sitteth, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. And the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast shall hate the whore, or will turn on her, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God had put it, and look here, and for God had put it in their hearts to fulfill his will. I got to say something right there. I'm almost happy. I know what I'm about ready to say, and I am happy. Some of you, when you get all down and disgusted with the way this world's going, I do want you to remember something. God's got control of all of them. Now, I don't know who the next president's going to be, but I want all y'all to know it'll be who God wants in there. Hello. You said, well, if it's not my guy, you'll have to just get over it. I'll tell you what I'll do. At the end of the day, I'm going to take me a baby aspirin and go to bed and know my God's in control. I, I really can't imagine another 4 years of Joe Biden, but if it's the will of God, I guess I'll have to make it. God help us. I say things like that because I love to look at you and see how you are, because then I know where you stand. If you're bowing your head right now, it's not good because I'm watching. For God. Oh, Lord. Zip it, preacher. You're going to get in trouble. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will and agree and give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. Let me say this as we begin this outline tonight. False religion is not new. Am I preaching? It's been here since the Garden of Eden, when they tried to put fig leaves on them to cover their nakedness. I want you to know something. Nothing's going to cover your nakedness but the righteousness of the Lord Jesus. And they just two kinds of religion anyhow, Brother Steve Cook. And that's grace and works. Am I preaching? I want you to know, often false religion looks and appears harmless and attractive, but it's always harmful and sometimes lethal. Help me preach. And I want all y'all to know, false religion in our world is alive and well. And it's dangerous, not harmless. But never will it be more apparent, false religion, than will it be in the tribulation period. And since we're getting close to the coming of Christ, and I think the tribulation period is close, then you ought to realize that false religion is being ramped up. I'll say this, and this, it's got into some denominations. The Southern Baptist is fighting all kinds of stuff. Hello. I'm glad this church pulled out of that a long time ago. Good preaching, Reverend. So let's look at this religious babbling. Religion, false religion. I want to say this tonight. I'm not trying to be pious or boastful, but we're doing it right. What we preach is right. The Bible we use is right. The blood we preach is right. The resurrection of Christ is the right message. He was delivered for our offenses, but raised for our justification. And we are saved by his life. Some people say, well, I'm saved by the blood. You'd have never been saved by the blood or washed in the blood if he didn't come out of the grave. And look at every false religion. Their founder's in the grave. But mine's at the right hand of God making intercession. Hallelujah. Brother, man, I'm filled up. I'll tell you how I am. Look at verse 1 and verse 15. I want you to notice, first of all, religious babbling has significant influence. One of the seven angels of the had the seven bowls of judgment, connects with judgment of this great harlot. This great harlot denotes, write it down, false religion, spiritual whoredom, and it stands for idolatry and religious apostasy and spiritual defection. And if you haven't seen that in your time, we see today a spiritual defection. These churches used to be Baptist churches that were strong. They ain't no more. They done changed everything. And I tell you who they say is wrong. Say, you guys that preach old-timey religion, you guys that preach the truth, that stuff you used to preach, that's old hat. I want you to know it's still alive today. Amen. Amen. Now let me give you about three things if you look at your outline. Verse 1 and verse 15. Her influence crosses racial racial barriers. It says, and there came one of the seven angels, look at verse 1, which had the seven vows and talked with me, said, come hither, and I'll show you, show unto thee the judgment of the great whore, listen to this, that setteth upon many waters. Or her influence is worldwide. Look at verse 15. And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest where the whore setteth are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. This influence of this woman is worldwide. Am I preaching? By the way, all bears, all people, black, brown, yellow, red, white, will yield to the seduction. By the way, religion has a seduction to it. Some of the stuff going on today, I'm going to tell you what, it's so far from what God says. It's seductive. You know, here's how seductive. Come to Orchard. We don't care if you drink. We don't care if you cuss. We don't care if you gamble. We don't care if you run around on your family. Am I preaching? Well, I care. And by the way, there's somebody more important than me cares. God cares. See, that's just preaching. And our influence is crosses national barriers, multitude of nations. No nation will escape the intoxication of the cup of her abominations and filthiness. You said, I want to know who she is. I'm coming there. Her influence crosses cultural barriers. Multitude, tongue. By the way, rich people, poor people, educated, uneducated, Muslim, Buddhist, Hindus, Jews, Christians, Baptists, secularists. They're all in there. And she's the queen of darkness. And we'll show you later, she was called the queen of heaven. Now look at verses 2 through 4. Are y'all with me? Everybody okay? Y'all getting it? I hope. Secondly, religious Babylon promotes spiritual infidelity. The word fornication is mentioned three times in verses 2 through 4. Here's what it means. It's not talking about sexual fornication in that sense. It's talking about being hooked up with idolatry. Yoked with idolatry. Loyalty and devotion to a false god. Verse 2, she's wicked. She's a harlot. All false religion is a harlot. Amen. And come from the mother of harlots. Amen. She's called a fornicator. She makes drunk. That's her spiritual lies are intoxicating. Boy, there's people today spreading some stuff out that are spiritual lies. Hey, if you're told that there's any way to go to heaven other than repentance and faith in Christ, then you've been told a lie. And if you've been told you can live any way you want to as a Christian, you can drink and act like a world, and there's no change in your life, you've been told a lie. Amen. Yes. Amen. Seduces both kings of the earth and inhabitants of the earth. Verse 3, she's wise. He said, I was carried away in the spirit in the wilderness, and I saw the woman sitting, verse 3, on a scarlet-colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. The harlot sets on scarlet, speaks of luxury, wealth, splendor, royalty. And she rides on the beast or the Antichrist. He supports her. And for a time, she controls him. And I want you to know she's wealthy. And I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this so I can clear the air. I think every man of God that's called is should get double honor. Amen. I believe that. You take care of the men of God. You take care of the missionaries. You take care of people. But I want you to know something. This one world church is extravagant and always has been. I mean, some of you may say, well, I don't like it. Our church take care of the pastor. Before you run your mouth, go over and check Joe Osteen's bank account, and then come and talk about us. Crazy madness. I ain't got 10 jets. I got a wife that drives like a jet, but she makes me nervous. Verse 4, this woman's wealthy. These garments of wealth, luxury, and splendor. I want y'all to know something. You look at this preacher. When I started, you look at me. When I started here, I want to tell you, you heard the term poor as Job's turkey. I was poor. But me and my wife didn't know we were. When we came and got paid the first paycheck, I couldn't make it on it. When the bills come at the end, I didn't make it. But see, here's what some of you don't understand. Where God calls, he provides.
Yes.
Amen. And what we've taught our kids today, it ain't a real job if you're a preacher. Are you out of your mind? I work harder than most anybody in this church. You don't know about working hard. You got the wrong concept of ministry. My whole staff works hard. And they're worthy of every dime they get. But I want y'all to know this. I came by faith, Shannon, and God blessed it. You know, you want to know the, do you know what, how much money this church brought in when I came? A year? $25,000 a year. They averaged $500 a week offering. That's it. I want y'all to know something. $25,000 doesn't pay half our budget for 1 week now. But here, I just told the guys, I said, well, I can't make it on that. I said, can I do this? Can I preach here on Sunday morning and Wednesday night? Can I preach out Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday? They said, sure, do whatever you need to make it. And you remember those days, every week of my life, I poured my life out. God's not blind to that. Then he blessed us. And I want to tell you, I make a good living. And our staff makes a good living. And churches need to do their best. And by the way, when I came, they did the best they can. But I want you to know, it's all about trusting God. It's all about the will of God. See, most religion today is not about God anymore. It's about how rich you get and how much luxury you live in. I live in a modular home of 2,040 square feet, and I'm happy as a coon in a corn patch. You people that go hunting know what I'm talking about. I'm thrilled. Man, oh man. I'm Caleb. I've got my mountain. It's all woods, but that's, praise God. Then this cup in verse 4 speaks of, again, of wealth. But here's what it is. It's also defiled and filthy. And I want you to know something. What's going on in the name of religion? Some of the rackets are going on and the manipulation is not right. You know what I depend on? I depend on the tithes and offerings of God's people And that's how you ought to depend. Good preacher, Reverend. Y'all okay? I got to look up at you. I don't want to make sure he may have died yet. But let me compare. Stay with me. I'm going somewhere. I didn't know I was going to bowl down this slow. I can't help it, Denny. Let me compare Babylonism and this New Age church. I'm going to compare them to you and show you ancient. And why I say the New Age church is not new. The Babylonian church was polytheistic and idolatrous. The New Age church is pantheistic and idolatrous. The Babylonian church was salvation by mystical knowledge and spiritual deception. The New Age church is salvation by mystical knowledge and spiritual deception. It defies special humans, both of them do. It affirms reincarnation of nature and salvation through the child to moose. And I will get to who that is in a moment. And the New Age also affirms reincarnation. It promotes mystical religious rituals, both of them. Oh, hear this. This Babylonianism was founded by a mother-child cult. Oh, y'all didn't get that. Did y'all get that? Can I tell you something? This New Age worship, Mother Earth and her offspring, the Romanism, fosters a mother-child doctrine. Now, I'm going somewhere. I'm going to show you in chapter 17. This harlot is none other than the Roman church. That's who it is. Rich, sits on many waters. Boy, it's quiet in here now. You show what my relatives are there in that movement. Your elders need to get saved. Get out of it. God help us. By the way, Babylonianism accepts evolution. So does the New Age. It's all moral. How many believe there's a movement going today in our church? It's all moral. Am I right, Chad? All moral. It doesn't matter what you do. Just come in, give us your money, and you live how you want to. Hello. That's why this church is a target. That's why I'm a target. I'm a target. I know folk are targeting me. You know why they're targeting me? Because I'm standing against this all-moral, universal, wicked church. Amen. Emotionalism is in both of them. They both endorse astrology and sensuality. Then number three, look at your notes again. Man, are y'all with me? Look at verse 5 and 6. And upon her forehead was written a name of mystery. Written mystery, Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots, and abomination of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of saints and with the blood of martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. First of all, in verse 5, she is a mystical in her indoctrination. On her forehead, she had a name written. Are y'all with me? She's not ashamed of who she is and what she does. She's Mystery Babylon. That's her name. A mystery is a truth previously concealed but not revealed. The mystery is explained in this next statement. She's the mother. Listen to me. This Babylon religion that started with Nimrod in chapter 10 and 11 of Genesis went through the Babylonian and then merged into the Roman Catholic Church. She's the mother of harlots, or every false religion came from her. Y'all with me? I'm trying not to get over y'all's head, but you all thank God you're in a church that preaches the Bible. I'm going verse by verse, line upon line, and precept on precept. Every Sunday I get up and preach. Do you think I just come up here and open my mouth and the words just come out? You know what I've done all day since 10 o'clock this morning? I wasn't bothered much by staff. I kind of got away from them today. I was in on my knees praying, read some Bible, make some notes, read the Bible, make some notes, prayed all day, read all day, studied all day, so I can give you something today and for Sunday. This ain't a game. This is real stuff. Well, I wrote some notes down. And by the way, she's murderous in her intent. She's drunk with the blood of saints. Now I want to ask you something. How many of you know who was responsible for most of the martyrdom of our forefathers? I stood in Switzerland, 1985. And if you've ever been to Switzerland, when you go over there, they got great churches, buildings. But it was a place of wicked martyrdom. I can't think his name, who was drowned in the river there. One of them was burned at the stake right in front of his wife, and they said, told his wife to mock God, and they saved his life, and she wouldn't do it. Right there. By the way, it was that religion who's killed many of those martyrs. Read Fox's Book of Martyrs. Read Bunyan's Book of Martyrs. By the way, being a Christian used to really cost you something today. Today, people don't sacrifice nothing. That's the state of American Christianity. We forgot sacrifice and giving. And hey, by the way, I still believe we ought to give all to Jesus. Am I preaching? By the way, Nimrod built a tower. That's where it all started. The Tower of Babel. His wife, how many knows who Nimrod's wife was? Her name was Semiramis. Had a son named Tammuz. Tradition and teaching says he was killed by a wild boar. And after 40 days, he resurrected. And that mother and son caught, ruled. What does the universal church do? It's run by a mother, son. Most embarrassed I ever was when I went to Nazareth over in Israel, and they got a church over there. Remember that, Chad? I about threw up. I honestly, Sister Keeper, remember that? It had this woman up here. Had a woman, Allison, had her foot on the serpent's head. I want you to know something. We don't pray through Mary because it's not scriptural. Amen. Amen. Am I preaching? Yeah. Only bad thing, I'm running out of time. Come on, by the way, Bible calls her the Queen of Heaven. Ezekiel talks about the women weeping for Tammuz. Well, this religion permeated and then it got into the Roman church. Then Constantine in 313 made a marriage between church and state. That's the state. You know who the state church is? And by the way, then we had the Protestant denominations split from her. Some of them said the just shall live by faith. But what is happening now? Do you know what's happening now? They're all coming back to Mother under this New Age philosophy and this religious whoredom. Somebody help me preach. Am I making you nervous? Because I'm telling you the truth. Look at 7 through 14. Religious Babylon is supported by several institutions. The Antichrist supports her. Talks about seven heads and ten horns. They was and is not and will sin. I think it speaks of this. I think it speaks of two things. I think it speaks either of a literal resurrection of the Antichrist or a fake resurrection. And also, it also speaks of the resurrection of the Roman Empire. Y'all with me? Seven heads equals the seven mountains. The seven kings are the Roman emperors. The seven world empires were Egypt. Now let's look at this. Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece. Five have fallen. One is, that's Rome in John's day. And the other is not yet come. That is the revived Roman Empire under the Antichrist. And he's the eighth because he was a part of the seventh. Whew. Y'all with me? I'm at 8:14, and do you know how much preaching I got left? I got more than you'll listen to probably. Woo! Others support her. That revived Roman lasts until ancient Rome for a great or very short period. The seventh king, revived Rome, goes into, at the midpoint of tribulation, the eighth. By the way, in verse 14, it's going to be destroyed by the Lord. And then I want you to notice the 10 future kings will give of Antichrist their loyalty. And do you know what happens? I want to tell you. Politics wants religion around as long as religion don't get no power over it. Yep. And what's going to happen, Lee, is the religious part of Babylon and the 10 kings are going to destroy the spiritual Babylon. And guess who puts it in their heart to do it? God. Somebody asked me, said, do you mean God can use wicked people to fulfill his will?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my.
He used a lot of wicked people to keep me close to God. I know some people major in keeping me close to God. Hello.
Amen.
I love to take questions. How many learn at least one thing tonight?
Oh my.
I could preach tonight forever. I feel like I'm 37 years old tonight.
Come on, preacher.
Don't I look good tonight? Feel good down in my soul. You say, why are you so happy tonight? Because I'm not in false religion.
Amen.
Up on this rock, I'll build my church.
Amen.
And the gates of hell shall not prevail. And it was not built on Peter. It was built on Christ.
Amen.
Nor Mary.
Amen. Amen.
Wow. Well, I'm trying. I like to, man. Hey, you people online, share this. I want everybody, every false religion, hear what I preach tonight. Every false preacher in this neighborhood. There's a bunch of them in this neighborhood don't preach Christ. Amen. You ought to thank God you're in a church that preaches the truth. Still got the right Bible too, even though we're under pressure to change it. Ain't pressure me. Look here. Do I look nervous, my friend?
No, sir.
No, sir, man. No, uh-uh. Try to take my Bible, try to change me, son, I'll put a knot on your head. Old Roberts can't pray off. It ain't happening. I'm staying by the truth. Somebody got to stay. And I'm going to die soon. I ain't living long. And Chad, if you don't carry this thing right, I'll come from the grave like Samuel did and haunt you, boy. Ask Chad, Julie. Won't I, Julie? I spent 46 years to build something here. Ain't allowing nobody to tear it down now. I put my whole life here. My kids were born here. Raised here. It's all I am. I'm never wanting to be. I don't care if I get in the sword of the Lord. I don't care if I'm popular and I'm the brand of the month. That ain't what I'm looking for, Allison. I don't care if people think, boy, he's classy. I ain't classy. I'm about as crude as it can be. I preach the book.
Amen.
Stand, y'all. Anybody lost, raise your hand. I'd raise it right now if you lost. Praise God. How many saved? Raise your hand. Hold it. I got to see. All right. I hope you got something tonight. Now I'm going in chapter 18 next week, and I'm going to get in deeper water. And some of y'all have been asking me, there's two places I think America could be. And next time I preach on this, I'll show you this, show you a place where it's possibly speaking about America. I was talking to one of my preacher friends, and chapter 18 could be. Let's dismiss. Father, thank you for the vitality to preach, the desire to preach. Lord, thank you that, Lord, you allow me to be refreshed. Lord, Chad quoted a verse to me this week. I feel like him. I feel like the man he was talking about. And Lord, I'm glad you still preserved me. Use me. Use me for your glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Good night. Amen.